Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. A dance production to be performed next week at Goucher College draws inspiration from singer and activist Nina Simone. Black Swan delves into the experience of the black ballerina to explore issues of race, identity, and isolation. Along with professional dancers, students from Goucher College, Towson University, Baltimore School for the Arts, Carver Center for the Arts, and Connections Community-Based Arts School will perform in Black Swan. Joining me to discuss Black Swan is choreographer and assistant professor of dance at Goucher, Aquel Shahid. He is the founder and executive artistic director of the company Dance Aquel, which uses dance to tackle issues of social injustice. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me.
Why the music of Nina Simone?
Well, I think there's many layers to it. One, I was always drawn to Nina Simone as a student. A dance student in Philadelphia, and something about my own personal experience growing up in inner city West Philly and dealing with racial issues or the issues of segregation in Philly, that is such a common theme in a lot of Nina Simone's music, drew me to her. In addition to that, she studied in Philly, so I felt this kinship to her. Also, I felt a lot of choreographers used her music in the popular sense, the catchy tunes. But I think that her experience as an artist and as a person needed to be showcased in a way that really brought respect to her full body of work, not just her popular commercial side, but really her passion, her marginalization, and her triumphing over that adversity.
Then another artist, Misty Copeland, is perhaps the best-known ballerina today, the first African-American woman to be promoted to principal ballerina in the American Ballet Theatre's 75-year history. Why did you decide to focus on the experience of the black ballerina?
There are many reasons. Yes, Misty is a great artist. I happen to actually know Misty on a personal level. But I think what Misty opens up is that there are scores of black women before her, during her time, and some, like the students we have at Goucher that are coming after her, that deserve a place in that conversation. A lot of those artists, Joan Myers Brown being one, based in Philadelphia, we talk about, they paved the way for Misty and didn't get the recognition during their time. And so we wanted to honor them as well, and also to use that story to talk about how black women are marginalized in society in general.
Beyond dancing.
Beyond dancing, yes.
You mentioned you attended the Philadelphia High School for the Creative and Performing Arts, and you studied at the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, the Martha Graham Center for Contemporary Dance, and the Juilliard School. As a young black male dancer, did you have experiences feeling isolated?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I grew up very gay in West Philly, in a neighborhood where you couldn't be gay at all. And so being isolated in that regard, where I'm trying to find my sexuality, I was the only child. I didn't really have friends I could talk to about what I was going through. But then I found the arts. I mean, I found dance. I always danced as a kid, but I found this world primarily at Philadanko, which is the Philadelphia Dance Company, that allowed me to have a home and a family and explore these passions. And that's what I bring to like my students at Goucher. A lot of them go through the same or similar type of issues. And without being personal, I think there's a kinship there that they recognize, and it allows us to teach through example. We look at coursework, we look at artwork, and it allows us to open these conversations in ways that I never had growing up as a youth in Philadelphia. So I'm proud to be able to do that in this capacity as a director, choreographer of Dance Aquel, and also as a assistant professor at Goucher.
I want to ask you about a couple of the songs in the production. First, the dance's title song, Black Swan. Let's hear a bit of that.
Torn and tattered is my bridal gown, and my lamp is low. With silver needles and with silver threads, and the star stitches shroud for the dying sun. Old black swan.
It sends shivers down my spine. What does that song mean to you?
Here is a story of a, to me, a woman who just got married who can't find her love. And in the same wedding dress that she got married in, you hear her talking about the threads coming apart, and she's clinging on to this thing that she knew she had, but she lost it and she can't find it. And through everything, she's trying to find it. And what that opens up for me in the show is these situations of my mother or my grandmother being single Black women, being matriarchs in their family without companionship, but they have to be the strong women that they are in the public face and in the privacy of their home, but in the privacy of their bedroom, they're searching for something. And in the middle of the show, we do a pas de deux to that. And it's something about the beauty of Black women as performers to transcend these real personal situations, and you fall in love with their story. And ultimately, what I hope that the audience comes away with is that mastery, that power of transcendence that Black artists, particularly Black ballerinas, don't really get the opportunity to show, because there are so few that are on those stages. But what you see in Black Swan and in our telling of it is you see their ability to transcend not only through the adversity of segregation or marginalization of women, but they can actually perform and allow you to fall in love with personal stories that are about everyone's experience, not just of a Black woman's experience, the loss of a loved one.
Here's another song by Nina Simone, but beautiful.
Love is funny. Oh, it's sad. Love is quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing.
What is happening on stage during that song?
So in But Beautiful, what I try to do is allow Nina's lyrics to play off of the dancing or the message. So she's talking again here about love. But on the stage, you see this montage of multiracial dancers moving across in these vignettes of different iconic ballets, from George Balanchine to Petit Pas, Swan Lake, to Giselle. And you see these tableaus of these people doing it that you don't really ever get to see. And ironically, I teach a course this semester called The Politics of Performance as part of our storytelling theme at Goucher. And the students had never seen Black people do these works before. And for me, it's a homage to the time where Dance Theater of Harlem were doing iconic works by George Balanchine, Serenade and Agon, that almost are gone from public face now in 2017. And so this is kind of my homage to seeing Black classical dance, to use Nina Simone's Black classical music kind of reference.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Iqbal Shahid, assistant professor of dance at Goucher College and choreographer of Black Swan, a dance production to be performed next week. Why include high school and college students in this production as opposed to only professional dancers?
At the center of what we do at Dance Iqbal, and of course at the center of Goucher's leadership, I have the privilege of working with two amazing visionaries in our president and our provost. They are very interested in racial and cultural competency being an experience for our students, our staff, and our faculty. And so that opens up the opportunity for me as a professor to have the space without any pressure to include students, to include the community, because it's their stories that Goucher is interested in telling. It's their stories that we're interested in them coming and seeing. And I'm so fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to bring the students and the community to perform in this work at Goucher.
And one of those students is here with us, Goucher College sophomore Jameson Curcio.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You are performing in Black Swan. Tell me about your role.
My role in Black Swan is to articulate the power and purpose of Black women and like what they give to the world. Oftentimes, as a Black woman, specifically a Black dancer, we are told that we need to be the best that we can be. And that's really hard in a world that doesn't want to see you shine, But what Dance Like Quail, Black Swan, has done for not only me, but my fellow artists who are also in this production, is given us the platform at Goucher College to highlight what it's like being a Black woman, and that's something to celebrate.
I have obviously not seen the production, so you laid out a big goal for this role. How do you do that?
I think what is beautiful about this production is that it's raw and authentic, and it's about storytelling. And it's about making sure, basically, that your voice is heard and you're seen and that you're important. And Goucher prides itself on that. And I think IQUIL coming in and bridging the gaps between the academics and the dance world and providing access for people of color to come and see the show, I think that resonates in our bodies when we dance and we perform. So we just keep that in mind. And like, that's the message that we want to bring.
What were rehearsals like for Black Swan?
Rehearsals are, you know, they're tough. they're a lot of work. They're tedious. But it's all worth it because the movement vocabulary is very rich and very dynamic, and it's very IQUIL. And being able to embody his vision and then it also being our vision makes the process 10 times harder, but also 10 times just as amazing.
How would you describe the kind of pressure that Black ballerinas face?
You know, you want to be a role model, not only as a Black ballerina, but also a Black woman in the world, because dance is all about presentation and who you know. So it's definitely difficult being able to go into an audition and, you know, automatically looking at you that you might not be a part of the production. However, the beauty about having IQUIL on board in the Goucher Dance Department is that he recognizes that we have these burdens, but, you know, we can overlook them by creating pieces and creating works where we can highlight dancers of color.
Jamison is such a sweet young lady, giving me so much credit. But, you know, she actually started, along with a couple other students on campus, the Dancers of Color Coalition, to address this very question. You know, they are under immense pressure to fit in and hide themselves and not really, you know, stand up or advocate for themselves. And they started a wonderful program that was just allowing them to have space to say, listen, we deserve equal footing, and not from a combative or argumentative place, but really from a place of openness. And it was, if I'm not mistaken, the most well-attended kind of informal showing we had. And so I think that's what we bring to the role. And now we're starting, as we get in preparation, to go deeper. What's your personal story? What? And I'm asking them these questions. And every now and again, you see a light bulb, but they're not even ready for it, but I see it. When they connect their personal experience to the situation of the character in Black Swan, and Jamison has a couple of those moments, but she's so shy that she can't bring them out.
Are the characters different? Do we see generic Black female dancer, or are these characters with names and individual stories dancing?
In the structure of the work, it's a collage base. It's a series of 12 different vignettes to 12 different songs and interviews. And you get to follow them without it being a narrative, so to speak, from beginning to end. But you get to build the relationships and see the journey of each individual as they go on their triumph over adversity in these little ways, without it being this is this character or that is this character. But they all embody these aspects that after the show, after you sit back from the finale, you sit back and you see a fuller picture of the experiences of Black women without it being like this is the only experience.
So is there a moment that you can describe? I realize I'm asking you to put into words mm-hmm. what is motion and visual, but is there a moment on stage from Black Swan that you can tell to us where the character you're inhabiting reaches that point of feeling able to express herself?
Being a Black dancer in college and just kind of going through college, it has been a hard road, but bringing those experiences to the stage and in the finale specifically, it just like resonates that you're okay and like you have your family on stage. So I would say specifically the finale is like when people will see that we go through all this stuff, but like we are okay.
IQUIL Shahid, what is it about the medium of dance that you find best captures what you want to express?
It's the movement. There's a famous quote that the body never lies, right? And that you could just stand on stage and just with one movement of the shoulder or the collapse of the chest, like you feel the pain that transcends words. We're in this interview and we're talking about the medium of the body, but you just have to see it and you can't talk about it. You can't find the words that translate, but you know it when you see it. And for me, that's the beautiful thing about watching the body, the skin color, the tone, the texture of the muscle that just speaks to everyone, and not in a heady way, but really in a direct, in a visceral way that we can all recognize someone's pain, or we can all recognize the way they hold their body, that they're in joy or in ecstasy or just in love. And as Jemison is saying in the finale, where you have gay and straight, fat and thin, young and old, child and professional, amateur and professor, all on stage moving at the speed of life, you can't just help but take a sigh at the way that their bodies are moving and not be able to say in words, but be able to feel it in your heart and in your spirit. And I think that's a beautiful thing about this show and about what we do as artists.
It's wonderful to talk to you about it. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Iqbal Shahid is the choreographer of Black Swan and an assistant professor of dance at Goucher College. He's also the founder and executive artistic director of the dance company Dance Iqbal. Goucher College sophomore Jemison Curcio will perform in Black Swan. Performances will be next Thursday and Friday, February 23rd and 24th, 7:30 p.m. at Goucher College's Crawshire Auditorium. We've got ticket information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the second episode in the series produced by Teenagers More Than Words, a young person shares his experience losing a friend to gun violence. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay tuned. We're closing this segment with another song by Nina Simone that will be part of Black Swan. This is 22nd Century.
Way beyond when life is taken and there are no more babies born. When there is no one and there is everyone. When there is no one and there is everyone. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century.